The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It's our faith, our Judeo-Christian values, that teach us how to relate to our neighbor. Love your neighbor, not cancel your neighbor. That's completely antithetical to our principles. And then life, from the womb to the tomb, valuing life. And as we've moved away from valuing life, we've become more coarse in our relationships with each other.
Dr. Ben Carson and his wife, Candy, lay out the implications of the phrase, created equal, next.
There's no way to tell you how excited I am, and I'm pretty exuberant and pretty good at expressing my excitement. And we don't have anybody on this show that we don't believe will bless you because we love you. I've told you this 100 times if you watch Life Today. You are as important to us, every one of you are, as any hungry child, thirsty child, or person. Because we want to bless you with the water of life and the love of God and the comfort that only God can give. But we have guests that pour out God's love and life on you. Well, today, there's no two people on the planet I'm more excited about having on Life Today than Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, and his wife, Candy. And you're going to get to know Candy a little bit. You think Ben's strong? Wait till you get to know Candy. I want to tell you something. This is a gift from God. You agree, Betty?
Absolutely.
To you, to everybody who loves life, who loves freedom, who loves truth. Well, Ben, normally this would be packed. You've been here before. Everybody's going crazy. We have found, however, during the pandemic, that when we only look at that audience and they know our full attention is on them, they seem to zero in more like they're in the room with us. Because when they see us, because I got to interact with people I see. Right. But when I'm talking to them, they feel like they're right here with us. Ben.
Makes sense.
We love you. We love Candy. Oh, thank
you
for being
too.
Our guest.
Thank you. We would never miss it.
I want to ask you this now. Here is the book, Created Equal. It's more than just gender. It's more than race. What do you want people to grasp, Created Equal?
Well, I want people to understand the real history of our nation. You know, your history gives you your identity, and your identity gives you your beliefs. If you go back and you distort your history, or you try to delete your history, it has an impact on who you are as a person, and how easily you can be fooled and manipulated. And there's a lot of fooling and manipulation going on in our nation right now. A friend of mine told me his 8-year-old granddaughter came home crying, and she said, "Grandpa, am I evil because I'm white?" And, you know, a lot of the minorities, particularly African Americans, are being told that the system is stacked against them, that they can't possibly achieve. Well, we give lie to all of that in this book by just going through the real history, but also talking about my own life experience. I mean, when I was a kid growing up in Detroit and Boston, and a black person came on television, and they were not in a servile role, it was a big deal. You called everybody into the living room, "Hey, come see this, this is great." Now you have black admirals and generals and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and heads of foundations and university presidents, including Ivy Leagues. We've elected a president of the United States twice, or a vice. You know, people are saying, "Don't believe your eyes, don't believe your ears, don't believe your heart, just listen to what we're telling you." And, you know, we have got to get away from that. There was a reason that God made human beings in his own image. That means we have this sophisticated brain. And you look at the frontal lobes of a human being, they are far superior to the frontal lobes of any creature. Okay?
But sometimes it's hard to believe that. Say, what happened to yours?
For some of them, yeah. But we have these frontal lobes because that's where you engage in rational thought processing. We can extract information from the past, mix it with information from the present, project it into the future. We can plan a year ahead, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ahead. Animals don't do that. But animals do have big midbrains. Midbrain is what allows you to react. And that's why animals react so quickly. Cat-like reflexes. They look at something, they react. But we have people who are trying to teach our children to act like an animal.
Exactly.
Just look at the face and react.
And foolishly react.
Foolishly. Yeah. When we have these frontal lobes which allow you to judge somebody by the content of their character. That's what Dr. King was talking about.
I just love listening to you. Katie, I've gotten close to y'all. We're a real family.
Yeah.
And you're his best cheerleader. You're also challenging. You know, you and I went through some things and said, we got to understand why he's been doing this. Because sometimes he can challenge all of us. But are you amazed at what you've been watching God do with your husband?
Yeah.
Even starting at the prayer breakfast when it was like he started a move of God that really leads to a lot of what he's talking about. And what he's talking about with the American Cornerstone Institute, where you're trying to show people the principles and foundation stones which made us great.
Exactly.
Well, what actually happened to that prayer breakfast, Candy, is he launched a movement of a return to those principles, and it was like people suddenly got excited. He had spoken to prayer breakfast before. Were you kind of amazed at the response he got when he spoke at that prayer breakfast?
Yeah, we were shocked.
Shocked.
But, you know, God's been working in his life in so many ways. One, and to go just a little bit before that, because when I was writing my book and when we do books together, I do research mostly and editing.
Right.
So here I was supposed to generate 60,000 words, and I only had 4 weeks to do it because of the campaign was going on and
sure.
so on. And I had to even edit the last book by myself, which was, well, anyway. So I only had 4 weeks. But in interviewing some of his hospital family, because I got permission to interview them, found out some things and it's just some miracles that happened. And there was no explanation for it. One of those was when he was, there was a tumor in this child's brainstem. That's considered inoperable. Way back here, it's like
sure.
a coaxial cable. You can't do anything to try to manipulate and get it out. But when he first went in, it was like the consistency of cheese grits. Okay, everybody familiar with cheese grits. But after he took some of it out, because they were going to do a frozen section in order to check and see if it was really what they thought it was, really high-grade carcinoma, and so on, and it was. But he took out as much as he dared, and then they expected him to just deteriorate and die, this poor young man. But his parents were insistent that God's going to heal our son, and he's going to use you to do it. He's going to use a Christian neurosurgeon, because nobody else would touch it, because it's considered inoperable by the
sure.
whole medical
sure.
Community. So anyway, but after a day or two, this young man's eyes became conjugate, looking in the same direction. They weren't going in different directions, and he was able to handle the secretions and so on. So they did an MRI, and when they saw this, the tumor actually turned out to be compressing the brainstem. At least that's what it looked like. They weren't sure, but that's what it was like, instead of invading the brainstem. So he goes back in, because, you know, by the parents, of course, their permission to go back in, and he could peel it away layer by layer. Now, it was grits, and now it's like, one of those French pastries. You just peel layer by layer. Hello?
It was a miracle.
You know, so that's another one of those miracles. So, yeah, when this is happening, and he didn't know what he was going to say that morning until that morning. Because usually, he can put down his bullet points and so on and so forth, and he wasn't getting it. And then finally, that morning, it was clear as a bell. And that's what I've heard him say. And he says what he has to say. And
tell him what happened to the young man.
Oh, the young man. Oh, yeah, he was fine. He became a preacher.
You know what Betty tells me? I don't have to help you catch a rabbit. I have to help you, James, catch a herd of rabbits.
Thank you for bringing that up, sweetie. Yeah, because, you know, once you start telling the story, then you go down this rabbit hole, that rabbit hole, so with the rabbits, yeah. But yes, that young man is perfectly fine now, and he is a preacher.
Isn't
so
that
yeah,
because,
yeah. But anyway, getting on to the prayer breakfast, and, running for president wasn't something that was on either of our bucket lists. And so, it's just a lot of
well, being in the cabinet wasn't on your bucket list, for heaven's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, but that gave him an opportunity to do what
it
he's
did.
Been doing all of his life, is trying to make things better for those that he can, you know, so having an opportunity to do that was, it was great to see, you know, the things happening and how people were coming together. So you go ahead, sweetie.
But you weren't surprised about miracles, because even as you tracked his life, you saw miracles of God. God had given him gifting, more than gifted hands, gifted mind, just like he has you. But you saw the miracles of God. Those miracles have continued everything associated with him. That's why, please listen to me. And you're going to tell them how to get there. I want you to support American Cornerstone Institute. How do they go to the American Cornerstone, see what you've got? Where do they go, Ben?
AmericanCornerstone.org. Very easy. And, you know, the Cornerstone principles are faith. You think about it. It's our faith, our Judeo-Christian values that teach us how to relate to our neighbor. Love your neighbor, mm-hmm. not cancel your neighbor. Mm. That's completely antithetical to our principles, and it's pure evil. And then liberty. This has been the beacon of liberty for the world. The community, our ability to work together from lots of different vantage points, lots of different talents and skills. It was that ability that allowed this nation to grow and become very, very successful. And then life. From the womb to the tomb, valuing life. And as we've moved away from valuing life, we've become more coarse in our relationships with each other. And we're in the process of seeing America change to something else. And we don't want that to happen. And that's what American Cornerstone is all about. We also have a children's component called Little Patriots. And where we go in and begin to teach the children at a very early age, K through 5, lessons about who we are, about those very principles that I just talked about, and helping them to understand that we're not each other's enemies.
And it's really pretty simple if we would be the community that's actually the family of God. Mm-hmm. Candy, that we would just love, like we love one another. But you love this couple.
Indeed.
I mean, we've gotten to be their friends. Mm-hmm. But we watch this guy literally shake and shape history. Tell me what is in your heart for people to know about this couple so that they not only pray for them fervently, but also support them. What's in your heart?
I think they're a beautiful representative of what God wants to, for people to see. You know, as Christians, mm-hmm. we don't have to be intimidated. We don't have to back down. We can be strong in our faith, but yet loving at the same time. We don't have to be mean. We don't have to be angry.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I loved what you said when we first started the show, talking about not trying to cancel the history that we have.
Exactly.
I look back on my life, and I think, I wish I'd done this a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But I can't go back and change it, but I can learn from it.
And we have a wonderful history as a nation. As we point out in the book, you know, there are those who want to make seem like America is uniquely evil because we had slavery. Well, we point out in the book that every civilization has had to deal with slavery from the beginning of time. And there are more slaves in the world today than there have ever been when you look at human trafficking. And who's the number one consumer of that? The United States of America. We have a real problem going on today. We don't have to go back 200 years and dig something up. But if there is something unique about us in slavery, it's that we had so many people who were vehemently against it that we fought a bloody civil war to get rid of it. And see, it's how you tell the story. You know, you can always look at the glasses half empty or half full. And ours is more than half full. We've got a lot of good things. And this nation has created opportunities for all kinds of people. And what we should do is look at the mistakes that we've made and learn from them. Don't try to bury them, cover them up, because you're not going to learn anything by doing that. Learn from them and move forward. And you want to tell them about Liberty Eagle?
Yeah, Liberty Eagle leads you through the lessons, as well as there's a book that was put out.
Why America Matters?
Yes, that was the first one published, and it's so cute because it's like, remember Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Liberty Eagle's on each one of the pages, so it's like when you get there, you got to find her so you know that she's still there and she's still leading. But yeah, she even has eyelashes, because at first they didn't even have eyelashes. So, you know, how can you tell? You know, so they put the eyelashes on her. But yes, Liberty Eagle does lead you through the lessons. And isn't there something else coming up, Star Spangled?
Well, one other thing about Liberty Eagle.
Okay. All right.
Liberty Eagle has a left wing.
Oh, here we go.
And a right wing.
Here we go.
fly with two left wings, right. Can't fly with two
you
right
wings. You gotta have both. And we can get along.
We can. We absolutely can.
It's about balance.
Here we are, you and I are both, and we're gonna talk about your testimony. We're gonna do it on the show. Matter of fact, they're gonna be all week. You're gonna see them. You'll see Sheila on Wednesday like you usually do, but they're gonna be here. And you'll be with us tomorrow. You don't wanna miss it. You and I, neither one had a father. Mm-hmm. But we met the Father everybody can know.
Amen.
And I mean, we have experienced the miracle of that Father that everybody can experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to make excuses. I want to give everybody watching, you can get it online, Created Equal. Get the depth of this. Get the corrections that are here. It's all in love. By the way, our viewers have saved the lives. Not we're doing water wells right now, but they've saved the lives of 18 million African children with feeding. Now, that's the report of the different African nations back to us. That's not just missionary talk. This is what their love did. This is the way love's supposed to work.
Absolutely.
It doesn't know color barriers. It doesn't know sectarian divides. It is we're the family of God who will differ. Will disagree and still stay married, well, still stay family.
Wasn't God nice to give us variety?
Yes.
Can you imagine what the world would be like if everybody looked exactly like you?
It would be a field of the same flower, and God likes bouquets. He likes diversity. He likes beauty. I want to send you this book. Here's what we do. Ben, we're going to ask everybody, and Candy, we're going to ask everybody watching to help us drill water wells. We've drilled 7,000 water wells and inspired, I'm told, up to 100,000 drilled by various ministries and churches because of what you've done. Betty and I make it our goal every time our missionaries say, well, we need to drill these wells, we drill a well. And we started there with 3,600. Now, they're 4,800. They've stayed that way a long time. If you can drill a well, we've got 150 to finish out right now. And this is the last week. And we're believing we're going to get all of them. Could you give one of them or part of them? Everyone that helps us drill a well, whatever you do, whatever gift, we're going to send you this incredible book. It's basically by Ben and Candy, both of them. And it's going to bless you. But you know what you're going to do? You're going to become a miracle somebody prayed for and longs for. You're going to become the answer to mother's prayers. You are literally going to be the miracle someone desperately longs for and desperately needs. Watch closely.
How can she forget the loss of a child? Then another, a third, and a fourth. Day after day, she is haunted by her loss. Her time with her four children was cut tragically short. Reflections of them are all she has left.
Can you imagine? Betty, we lost one child.
Yeah.
What goes on inside of your heart when you look at that mother and realize she lost four children that she didn't need to lose a single one of them?
Well, you know, I do know what a mother feels like when she loses a child, one child. And I know the pain that they go through. I still feel that pain sometimes. But I know where our daughter is. She's with Jesus rejoicing. But this mother has lost her whole family all four of her precious little ones. And after losing one, to face the loss of three more. I can't even imagine how that precious woman holds her head up every day. Without Jesus, she couldn't. And without the hope that we bring to her in her village, she couldn't. So please join with us and let's drill the wells. Let's make the difference. Let's give life to these children.
Betty, she didn't need to lose one child, much less four. I want to ask you, I wish I could sit right in front of you. I guess if I was close enough, I'd reach out and say, would you mind just taking my hands a minute? And I would just try to get real close to you. Like, I wish I could somehow feel that I have that with you right now. Could we take these hands and make them the hands of Jesus? And could we extend a cup of water to a thirsty child that's clean water? You know, evil and our sin gave Jesus, when he said, I thirst, they gave him vinegar and gall and mocked him. I remember when I heard that as a little teenage boy, I said, I would love to give you water, Jesus. And I'm so grateful we've been given water because of you. We've been giving it to millions of people and saving their lives because thousands of children die every day of contaminated water. The United Nations, I can remember the statements made, the greatest catastrophe in the world is a lack of clean water. To escape contaminated water, we're running out of water. God is going to, I believe, provide a miracle where we can give water, and this is the miracle we can. We know the water's there. They've got boreholes. The missionaries say it's here. But when they get the borehole, it's contaminated just like all the other water. But we can change that, and we're asking you, would you please, would you save someone's children? You could have been the answer to that mother's need in her prayer. Would you right now please give a cup of water? Could you give a well of water? At $4,800, some of you are blessed of God enough to do that. We have people who give several wells, praise God. Could you give $1,200 or $2,400 and pray three people join or another joins? We got a well. Or could you do what most people do, $48? Listen to what I'm saying. $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. What an investment. Think about this. $144 gives 30 people water the rest of their life. This is our last week. We need a miracle this week. Would you be part of that miracle? Would you go get your bank card? By the way, if you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it. We've got to know. The decisions are made this week. We tell the missionaries, the drilling teams, hit all those other places. We're going to drill the 350 wells that the missionaries targeted. Get your bank card. Use it like a check. Go online. Please, do it right now. Go get it. Don't wait. It's so easy to put it off and then not do it. And use it like a check. That's how you should use your bank cards. And you make the gift God puts on your heart. Knowing this, you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving the gift of life. To say thank you, we have many gifts, including Ben Carson's book and Candy's book. You're going to love the gifts that we send you to say thank you, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Daily Promise devotional set. These four seasonal devotionals each contain a daily scripture, inspirational message, and room to journal your prayers and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Faith, Hope, and Love coaster set. All four beautiful sandstone coasters come in an elegant natural wood holder and artistically display the words of 1 Corinthians 13:13. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This is one of the coolest things ever. This well right here can go up to 300 feet. It can get down to where the water is pure and clean, because in villages around here and places all around the world just like this, sometimes their only source of water at times of the year is dirty, it's contaminated. When people only have contaminated water, they have no choice but to drink it. There's no substitute for clean drinking water. And that's why the Water for Life outreach is so critical, so important. We need to put these in more places. They work. This is success. Will you help us extend the Water for Life program? Will you help us drill even more wells so that we can give life around the world? And remember, when you give to Water for Life, you give water and life.
I think the gifts that we're offering, these are seasonal devotionals. They, winter, spring, summer, fall, there are four of them. These are some of the prettiest gifts I've ever seen, the coasters. Faith, hope, and love. Wow, the greatest of these is love. We're going to send this to you because we want to bless you. You know about the beautiful bronze. Jesus says, let them come unto me. It's a beautiful bronze. And then also, Dr. Ben Carson's book. God sent this man in so many ways as a source of inspiration to lift us up out of the pit of defeat and despair and division and bring us together like a healthy family of the perfect Father. Ben Carson, Betty and I say thank you. And Candy, you are two of the most beautiful people we'll ever know. Thank you for loving us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being such an incredible soldier for the Lord. And all these years, all the lives that have been saved because of what you've done. Not just their physical lives, but their spiritual lives, too. Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk in the next program tomorrow about a little bit about your testimony. And Candy, we want to hear about yours. Don't miss tomorrow. Tell your friends, Ben and Candy Carson, are on Life Today. Everybody needs to watch it and get their friends to watch it all over the world. Thanks so much for sharing life.
Tomorrow, Dr. Ben Carson grew up in dire poverty and was a terrible student, but his perspective began to shift when his mom forced him to read. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.